Welcome to the Meditation Podcast, a series produced by Headspace and part of the Guardian Start Happy campaign. Part 1. Day-to-day mindfulness.
What is mindfulness? What's meditation? And how can you incorporate both into your life to get a greater sense of headspace? I think mindfulness is often very misunderstood. You know, it's something that's in the media a lot at the moment. And it normally comes alongside meditation. And in fact, both words are widely misunderstood. But essentially, mindfulness means to be present. It means to be in the moment. And so often, if you think about your life, the lives of people around you, so often we're not in the moment. You know, we're with one thing, but our minds are elsewhere, thinking about something else. So mindfulness is really a skill to be learnt, whereby you train the mind in a very gentle way to remain in the present rather than being lost in thought, caught up in thought. And it's not just when you're sitting down to do meditation, it's when you're walking down the street. So if you think about it, when you're walking to and from work, for example, or even around at work, how often the body's doing one thing but the mind is off somewhere else. Or perhaps when you sit down to have a cup of tea in the morning or during your coffee break. Again, you're drinking the tea, the coffee, but your mind's actually off somewhere else. So we actually miss out on so much of life. In fact, we probably experience only a fraction of life because we're always caught up in that thinking sort of process. So mindfulness is a way of really coming back to the present moment time and time again. And it is a skill. It's something that can be learned. It takes a little time, but the benefits can be experienced very, very early on. Now, the relationship between mindfulness and meditation is important because meditation is the way in which you can give the very best conditions, provide the most conducive environment for learning mindfulness. So by taking 10 minutes out of each day and actually sitting quietly with the eyes closed, undisturbed, you have an opportunity to really become aware, to become very mindful. Mindful not only of the body and the way in which you're sitting, but also mindful of the thoughts in your mind, mindful of the emotions that arise in the body. And it's only by having some clarity into the way you feel physically, into the way you feel emotionally, and into the thoughts that sort of pass through your mind, that you can really start to have a greater sense of clarity, if you like, or headspace in your day-to-day life. Now, alongside that meditation practice, there are lots of opportunities in the day when you can apply this idea of mindfulness. Now, ideally, you want the activities to be quite short. So it might be something as simple as brushing your teeth, having a cup of tea, cup of coffee, or perhaps having a shower. And in fact, what I suggest is that we actually work through a couple of those now so you really start to get a sense of what it means to be mindful. And I can just help you through that process. So even while you're listening to this now, let's say, for example, you have a glass of water in front of you. Now, when was the last time you actually tasted a glass of water? Normally, we just fill up a glass, throw it down as quickly as possible, and move on. And even when we're drinking it, we're probably thinking about where we've just come from or what we're going to do next. So actually sit down at a table, yeah? Sit down on a chair, with a glass of water in front of you. And before you do anything, just take one big deep breath. Really just to settle the body and the mind. As you take hold of the glass, be aware of the texture of the glass or the cup. Be aware of the temperature. Yeah, normally these are things that we wouldn't even notice. And at first, it may sound not terribly important, whether we're aware of them or not. But if you think about the times that you're stressed, it will be when you're caught up in thought. The fact that you're being aware of this process means that you can't be caught up in thought. So it's really sort of stepping out of that thinking process and giving you an opportunity to be in the present, to experience one thing after the next. So as you touch the glass and you feel the texture, you feel the temperature, just take a moment, in fact, as you lift it off the table, even to feel the weight of the glass in your hand. as you move it towards the lips, being conscious of the arm moving towards the face, the glass moving towards the lips. Perhaps you even start to notice a sense of impatience, perhaps wanting to drink the water as quickly as possible. Or perhaps there's pleasure in actually doing something so slowly, so mindfully. As the glass touches the lips, again being aware of the temperature, the sensation, the texture, being conscious of the hand turning as the water goes into the mouth. And again, being aware of the taste of the water. Even water has a taste. The temperature of the water. Aware of just momentarily holding it in the mouth. Of swallowing and then almost following the sensation. As you trace the water as it flows down the back of the throat, down towards the stomach. And just try to do that with just two or three sips of water. Now don't worry, if thoughts arise in the mind, that's no problem at all. Allow thoughts to come and go. Normally when you first do this exercise, you might be able to keep your attention for just a few seconds or so, and then the mind will wander off. But as soon as it's wandered off, as soon as you realize it's wandered off, you just gently bring the attention back again to whatever it was you were focusing on. So it's almost as if drinking a glass of water or drinking a cup of tea becomes a meditation in and of itself. It provides the right support, the right environment for you to learn the skill of mindfulness. And that's what this is really about, and indeed what the next four podcasts are all about, how to incorporate this idea of mindfulness into each and every part of your life. But how about other activities? How about brushing your teeth? I think brushing teeth is an excellent time to practice mindfulness. It's perfect in so much as it takes just a couple of minutes, so most people can maintain a sense of concentration for a couple of minutes. You may still find your mind wanders a little bit, but that's okay. Again, as soon as you find your mind wandering, you just bring the attention back again. So in brushing your teeth, what are the supports for the mindfulness practice? Well, the obvious supports is the physical movement of brushing, moving the arm backwards and forwards. It might be the support of a physical sensation, perhaps the brush against the gums, the teeth. It might be the support of smell, so the smell of the toothpaste. Or it might even be the sound of the brush moving backwards and forwards in the mouth. So actually, in brushing the teeth, there are a lot of different supports that you can use, and you may well find yourself switching from one to another throughout the 2 minutes. But to begin with, taking the toothbrush in one hand and the toothpaste in the other. Just gently squeeze the toothpaste along the edge of the brush. In doing so, being aware of that change in weight, especially in the hand with the brush, as it gets a little bit heavier. You become aware of the smell. And then lifting the hand, moving it towards the mouth. Noticing how the smell becomes stronger. And then actually making contact with the teeth. The brush going into the mouth. And starting to move the brush around the mouth. So now you have, as I say, the support of the physical sensation of the brush against the gums. But also of the hand moving around or backwards and forwards. You have the smell of the toothpaste, the taste of the toothpaste. And these are essentially your objects of meditation or supports of mindfulness. They enable you to to remain in the present. So every time the mind wanders off, you get sort of caught up in a load of thinking about something. It's as if you just catch yourself. And as soon as you catch yourself, you've got one of those supports to come back to. You come back to the act of brushing your teeth. And again, this may at first sound neither here nor there and not terribly important, but the benefits, if you think about it, throughout the day are huge. If you can start to live this way, just touching base with this sense of headspace, mindfulness throughout the day, then it has there's a real kind of accumulatory effect whereby it's almost like little dots throughout the day, and you just get from one dot to the next, and it starts to build up, and you start to get a real sense of calm that travels through the day, a real sense of clarity, insight into how and why you feel the way you do. So it's not just an isolated exercise. It's something to drop in throughout the day, whatever you're doing. To say you can do it drinking a cup of tea, having a glass of water, brushing your teeth, having a shower. Over the next few days, I'm going to be introducing in a lot more detail how you can do it walking down the street, commuting to work. All kinds of different activities that you can apply this idea of mindfulness to. But it really does, over time, as I say, build up a lot of momentum, and it's surprising just how much more of life you start to see. Not just what you start to see, but what you start to hear and smell and taste. Even how much more conscious you become of thoughts, but in particular, the things around you in your life. So often we go inside. We get lost in our own mind, in our own thoughts, that we're not really aware of the people around us, perhaps the needs of the people around us. We're not really aware of the relationships in our life and the sensitivity of those relationships. But also we're just not aware of many of the different things that pass us by in life. Again, we miss out on so many different things, and this is an opportunity to live life more fully, to get a greater experience of life, and to really start to experience life as it unfolds, as it is. So hopefully you found that useful today. If you've got any questions at all, or if you'd like any further information about day-to-day mindfulness, then please check out our website at getsomeheadspace.com. And remember, tomorrow there'll be another podcast all about mindfulness and walking.